We're going to take you to Bakersfield, to the Mesa Verde Detention Facility. Its contract is about to expire. Valley Public Radio's Monica Velez found, while most immigration advocates want it shut down, there are benefits to having it right here in the Valley.
Monica, please come in.
Hi.
Tony Amaranti opens the door to his home in Bakersfield. It's about an 8-minute drive to the Mesa Verde Detention Facility, where he's volunteered on occasion.
Come on, you can walk down my filthy house now.
Inside, he walks me down a hallway.
This is my kid's old room.
There's a nightstand in between two twin beds, and remnants of a teenager's life, a lava lamp, and a Legal Legends poster. Amaranti worries about Mesa Verde detainees who have been released, so this empty room comes in handy.
I've had three asylum seekers stay here. I'm happy to offer them some shelter and a bathroom and get them on the bus or the airplane or wherever we got to go.
His last guest was here just last week.
Young man, an asylum seeker, and he had to get on a plane to Chicago. Poor kid doesn't speak any English. Kids from El Salvador. He's got a small child, too, and he was separated from the baby at the border.
But his work with asylum seekers may end if Mesa Verde closes. The city of McFarland's contract to run the facility under the Immigration and Customs Enforcement expires March 19th. ICE needs a city or county contract to run a facility like this. And a new state law, SB 29, says for-profit detention centers can't start a new contract.
We're all sort of like on eggshells.
That's Amber Tovar. She's an attorney for the UFW Foundation in Bakersfield.
Waiting for that email, waiting for that call that's going to tell us that we know something of what's going to happen so that we then know how do we prepare the people that we meet with.
Just last week, California Attorney General Javier Becerra released a report detailing the poor conditions inside the 10 detention facilities in the state. Detainees aren't allowed outside enough, there's limited access to health services, and little family contact. The report also says it's unclear if Mesa Verde will remain open. Tovar says that's because so much is happening at the federal level.
And how these are conversations perhaps that are happening closed doors between the Department of Homeland Security and these private corporations that are running these detention centers.
If Mesa Verde closes, detainees would most likely be transferred to other facilities.
Along with our partnership with Centro Legal de la Raza, we do go there on a monthly basis and provide them with legal orientation services. So that is a service that potentially they would not have in another location if that service is not, if it's not available there.
The UFW Foundation estimates about 20 to 25% of the people detained in Mesa Verde are Kern County residents, and about 60% are California residents. Fresno immigration attorney Jeremy Clayson says detainees can save thousands of dollars with a local attorney.
There is a benefit to having a detention center close by. There just is. It is a benefit for immigrants to be able to visit their families who are detained, and it's a benefit to have easy access to a lawyer.
Clayson says he isn't advocating for Mesa Verde to stay open, but he says if it closed, most people would be transferred out of San Francisco's immigration court.
If having the detention center there is a quote-unquote evil thing, the silver lining in having it there is simply that Mesa Verde is within the jurisdiction of the San Francisco or the Los Angeles immigration court, and both of those courts are the most favorable immigration courts for immigrants.
And he calls it a blessing to practice immigration law within San Francisco's jurisdiction.
The judges are the most understanding and sympathetic to the plight of immigrants. They are the most understanding, in my opinion, of family dynamics.
The company that runs Mesa Verde, the Geo Group, referred me to ICE when I asked for a comment. In an emailed statement, ICE officials say, quote, ICE will continue to explore all options to continue the use of all current facilities, end quote. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Monica Velez.
For the record, the law firm Clayson practices with, the Yara Law Group, is a corporate sponsor of Valley Public Radio.